and like, or the mixed spaghetti, we
Yeah, the
call
mixed spaghetti, the
it.
sweet spaghetti.
I just like, I'm just like, fuck, this is so funny. And I like had to post this video of me trying like mixed spaghetti on like
How was it?
TikTok. Like,
How was the spaghetti?
dude, fucking fire, dude. That shit was so good, man. Like,
It's all
no,
good. It's
it's
all
all right.
good.
All right. It's okay. That's a good experience, though. No, but we're
Great.
here. We're here and we're live. Thank you so much for listening and watching to your favorite podcast. This is the Maximum Filipino Show. It is an amazing episode that we have right now. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe. You go follow us to our all of our social media account. But I cannot wait to start this podcast. This is going to be really, really fun and really interesting. You can see him on the screen now. We have our amazing guest. I found him on TikTok. I found him on Instagram. I found him in a lot of places, actually, because we kind of stalked him. We have Nolan. What's up,
Hey,
Nolan?
what's up?
Hey, I'm just honored to be here. This is the first podcast I've ever done,
Oh,
so
dude, let's go.
All right.
Let's
No,
go.
I'm not like anything of importance, so
Well, you were important to us.
yeah, you are really important to us, dude.
You're cool to me, dude.
I saw your TikTok, and which, by the way, this episode is we call this a Learn Filipino Pod. If there's anything that you want to learn about Filipinos, we showcase, I know in every some a lot of our episodes, we showcase Filipino talents and things like that. But when I found your TikTok and you make like documentaries, like mini docus about Philippines and your encounters there, I was like, I gotta have you in the
Oh,
podcast,
nice.
bro.
Okay.
Which one did you see?
Dude,
Yeah, I mean, you might have seen more than one, but
I saw the
which
first,
one did you just come on the feed?
yeah, the first TikTok video that I saw was when you were walking on this bridge and one Filipino dude was like telling you, be careful because you're gonna fall. Yo,
Yeah,
that
dude.
was epic.
Yeah, dude. And man, if you want to hear something funny about that, it's
Yeah.
like, okay, so it was one of those villages that was completely like built up on the water, and I just really wanted to do a little reconnaissance and check it out.
Okay.
And I was saying, and I wanted to go there and make a video, but I was just walking around first, and I swear to God, like I fell through like one of the boards, like completely
Oh,
broke, fell through, like
what?
fell like a little bit into like the water and shit. And like,
Damn.
lucky enough, like I think I had my phone in my hand, but I wasn't recording anything. Like I kept it above
Okay.
water. And then like, no one was pissed because it's like, it's better if like it happens, just it's bound to happen, you know? It's like if someone doesn't get hurt, it's just like, okay, good. Like this board clearly needed replacing if
Okay.
like
Oh,
I
see.
put my weight, all my weight on it and fell through. So like, yeah, no one was pissed. They're like, fuck, like it's better that it's this like white boy rather than like someone here that could have got hurt. But also, maybe I do feel a little bad because I feel like I'm a little bigger than the average Filipino. So maybe it's like made for like normal Filipino people and
Do
not
not
like a
worry.
tall
No,
guy.
I'm not
Like,
a regular Filipino size guy, so you're good. You're good.
dude, no,
Yeah,
that's.
But no one was hurt. And then, yeah, they fixed that board. And you can see like there's that. TikTok clip is from a longer YouTube video, and like I went over and saw them fixing the board, offered to help, but like there's nothing I could do at that point. And then
Dude,
that's
that's.
why like that guy was like, yo, be careful on the boards. And like you can like after that clip, like in the full YouTube video, I'm like, yeah, I know, man.
I could imagine.
Dude,
I could imagine.
that's hilarious though. That's and you mentioned because I when I we talked for a little bit on Instagram because I DM you there, and you said this was those were pre-COVID, right? You went to the Philippines. When was that?
Sorry?
When did you go to the
When?
Philippines? Yeah, exactly.
It was like just before, I think it was like just the start of COVID. So it was January, you know, so yeah, February 2019.
Yeah.
And like COVID kind of popped off in March.
Right.
And like, I don't think like really anything was affected. I think like locals were telling me there's like less Chinese tourists, but for the most part, like it was still like a party. It was weird because like you would turn up like at some places, some venue, and then like it was just at that point where like some of the beaches were closed. So it was just like super random that it's just like, dude, I'm going out and like I'm turning up with all these people around and you're gonna close like this one random beach. It didn't make sense.
Yeah,
Yeah,
dude.
so I, I didn't. I was. I left there, and then I was in the Indonesia when I had to go home. Like that's when like COVID really struck, and then that's when I had to go home. I have like a really good story of like how I went to the Philippines, though.
Dude, tell
please
us. do
Yo.
tell.
Yes.
Okay. So I was originally supposed to go to China, right? And so I was. It's really random, right? And so I was on a skate trip in San Francisco. And from that skate trip in San Francisco, I was heading to China.
Okay.
And that was like I said, start of the coronavirus, so like end of January 2019. And that's whenever, and yeah, okay, so what happened is my last day of the skate trip, I got like a notification on my phone that my flight was canceled and
Oh.
I couldn't reschedule, like they're discontinuing or they're stopping all flights to China.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. So I got up. I was like, oh shit, what'd I do? I got up in the morning, right whenever like we were supposed to check out of our Airbnb. Everyone was already gone, had to check out by 12. I think it was like 10. And like I didn't have any plan. Like I knew I was like, fuck this, like I'm not going home. Like
Yeah.
I'm gonna find somewhere else in Asia to go.
Oh,
And so like I
nice.
opened my computer. And it's funny because Philippines, I never planned to go there because I wanted to take a route through China and Southeast Asia and not take any planes, like do this one whole direct route. So like I didn't want to jump on a plane and then go back.
Okay,
I knew
yeah.
eventually like, oh, Philippines would be a country I want to go to, but for that trip, like Philippines was never part of the plan, knew nothing about it. But I opened my computer and I just went to Google Flights where you can go like, I'm here, it's this date, show me a map with the different prices of flights. And I went over to Southeast Asia and like I was thinking of going to Bangkok, but then like I just saw Manila and it was like the cheapest flight. It was like 400
Oh
Canadian
wow.
from San Francisco. And I was just like there, like
Wait,
I was
hold
like,
up.
ah, fuck it.
$400 from
Canadian dollars.
Canadian that's still
But no, I
cheap.
think that's like 350 US. Wait,
Dude,
yeah, it's
that's
like
that
cheap.
is
Hold on.
cheap. Kid you not. It's really hard to get a ticket to
Yeah,
get to PH.
that is cheap.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think the reason I got it so cheap is because it was last minute. So
Oh. Huh.
I got that ticket. So yeah, I just said F it. Like I know nothing about the Philippines. Like
Yeah,
I'm just gonna
yeah.
book the flight.
Wow.
You know, like it seems dope. So like I booked the flight and then like I had to check out by noon, checked out by noon, and then like went and slept in the airport and like left the next day at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Went to the Philippines and like on my way there, I was like kind of tripping. I'm like, I'm not gonna show up and just be like at like the border or like whatever it's called, and just be like, they're gonna be like, hey, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know. Like, or like, how long are you staying for? Like, I have no idea. I'm like on my layovers, I'm like making up like some fake itinerary. And then like I showed up and like I didn't even have to make like some fake itinerary. They just scanned my passport and were like,
Oh,
welcome to the Philippines. Like,
nice.
okay, that's cool. But like even showing up, like I had this list of places. I'm just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at all.
So you went blind to the Philippines?
Hell yeah.
Oh, dang.
Dude, that's kind of scary
Yeah.
though. That's kind of, I mean, I love Philippines, but that's scary.
Yeah, I've
But
been
I mean, that was the kind of adventure like I was seeking, you know? Like I was kind of like I did one
Okay.
solo backpacking trip before that, like to India, and just like got into like a lot of crazy shit. And so I was just like, fuck it, like let me just like keep being spontaneous and like not having
Okay, I
like
respect
go to
that.
a place like all I knew about Philippines is like they got nice beaches. I'm pretty sure it's like Catholic and like people they speak good English there, but like I really did not know anything about the
So, hold
country.
up. So, do you travel all the time? Like, is this the kind of thing that you do? You just travel?
Yeah, like since I was saying that like trip to India in 2019, like I've always wanted to just like kind of be a nomad and then like do a lot of content. And then within the last year, like I started just working online because like before I traveled, like I saved a lot of money working at the bars. And then I spent all that money traveling. And then I was like, okay, I just want to like stay out here and like not go back home to Canada, which is where I am right now. I ran out of money and I don't have a job, but like
Oh man.
so it's like, okay, I'll get a job online, which I did, and now I do like freelance work. And I'm looking for more remote work. But like, yeah, hopefully that's a lifestyle from now on. It's just
Online. I mean, it looks
not
like
being home.
Yeah, it looks like it's paying off though, because you have, you know, at least you have a good amount of followers on TikTok, and I don't know about YouTube, but you have a good amount of followers on TikTok and Instagram that you can leverage on that and get money off of it. Hopefully,
that's crazy.
Was that the hope of traveling, is to be a content creator?
Yeah, like I would like to basically just take everything I do, and like I think I travel like in kind of a different manner where it's like I'm not overly into like the most touristic things. Like I like kind of seeing like local communities and whatnot, even if I wasn't making a video. But since I like going in and like meeting new people, I don't really see that content too much on TikTok. It has a big space on YouTube. I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna kind of take this and make videos out of it, and then like this is my lifestyle. And I can end up making any money from my lifestyle. Hopefully that works out. Like right now, like I work with like Hostel World and like a couple other people where I do like sponsored stuff on TikTok, but like hopefully eventually we'll just snowball where it's just like, okay, I can do less conventional
work. Oh man.
Focus on my content. Cause like they say, like when your side hustle becomes like your real hustle, like that's when you'll see
things
start to
Agreed. And you don't, you know, you don't care. You don't care if it's Monday, because every day you loving it. You know what I mean? You're loving
doing it. Yeah, you know, exactly, dude. Like, I'd be so content if I could just, like, travel the world and just, like, make interesting, like, videos, show, like, different cultures and just, like...
Oh, that's dope.
All the cool people, all the smiling people.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's dope.
Well, that's Philippines for you, for sure. We have a lot of smiling people out there, you know? Even in the middle of calamity, we're smiling.
Yeah. And... it's what I loved about the Philippines. That's one thing I didn't realize about going to the Philippines. It's like really perfect for like the kind of content I want to produce. Like, honestly, like I don't think I'm going to go to the Philippines and be like, oh, this is an amazing beach and we're going on a boat tour or something. Well, obviously, dude, like I'll go there and that shit is so fun. And like, I'll do that and like just not record it. But like, I didn't realize like going to the Philippines, like, okay, I want to go make a video in Manila, like, and I could just like waltz into like maybe like literally like a slum or something, and people would just be like, "Yo, like, hey, bro, like, what are you doing, bro?"
I did see that, because you have one video that you show up there and a bunch of kids just showed up, and like, I can guarantee you they know nothing about you. They just saw you in your white. I'm like, yo, I want to be with that guy. And you have a camera,
dude,
so it made it perfect.
Thing about the Philippines is like, dude, the kids would like follow you so much.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
It was so funny. I did feel a little bad because, like, dude, a lot of them were just like, yo, coins. But like, I didn't really have many. And I know, like, since there's so many, like, you give one kid a coin and then, like, they'll all want coins. Like,
yeah.
But I think it definitely, like, if I go back, like, the play is like, dude, bring like some candy or some shit. Like, and like, that's like what I try to do now more often. Like, bring kids like some toys or like, something like
nice.
Make these kids happy, but it's not like I have like all these coins I can just like give out. And, like,
right.
You know, right. I don't
want to.
Good call on that.
Well, there's stores. There's Sarasari stores won't accept Canadian coins anyway, so don't give them like Canadian coins.
Exactly. I have Filipino currency, but that just seemed like the thing to do right there. But like, as I was saying, it was just like, it was perfect because like I felt like a little timid at the time. Like I knew I wanted to make these kind of videos, but it was still like too really timid going into a foreign environment.
Right.
But it was more like, so like I didn't even have to try. Whereas it's like, I'll go to another country, and if I want to have a social interaction with a local, like I'll actually have to try. And maybe they like, I've just traveled throughout Latin America and people are super nice, but they're not, it's not like the Philippines where people are nice in the sense it's like they see you and they'll like attract you. Whereas like in Mexico, like I've met like some of the nicest people in the world, but it's like I think at the start they're a little like standoffish, where it's like in Philippines, like I think it's just like, it's just those good vibes, you know?
So,
like,
yeah.
All of us, people are always just like, if they see you, they're just gonna holler at you. And
so how long
have a good time.
How long did you stay in the Philippines?
Right.
I was only there for like, I think 24 days. It wasn't that long, but I did so much in that time.
Wow.
Oh, did you stay in one spot? Did you travel up and like top to bottom? Wow, 24 days, you can do a lot.
Yeah, so I started in Manila. I did a decent amount of Palawan. And then Siargao, and then ended up in Cebu. Cebu City, I didn't go to Cebu.
Yeah, but I noticed you made more content when you were in Manila than those tourist spots like Palawan and Siargao, because those are really tourist spots and people go there for the beaches and you know, for all that. But you made a lot of content, more content in Manila, which I really love and I really appreciate.
Yeah, it's funny because like the only content like I made in Palawan, which is like the touristy place, is like from Puerto Princesa.
Yeah.
Which is just like the city. It's like not the tourist spot, you know, like people fly in and out of Puerto Princesa.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Siargao. It's like the only content I made was like Dapa. Like Dapa is like the literally the town that's like the port of entry, but it's not like the tourist place. It's like literally everyone just goes to like the beaches and all these nice little beach towns and whatnot. It's just like, dude, in Palawan and like Siargao, like I made like videos just like at the non-touristy spots. Actually, you know what? I did make one video from Quran. Dude, this is a fucking crazy story. It did so fucking well on YouTube, but I eventually just ended up deleting it. Okay, so what happened is we were on like a overnight like camping trip with like this group of friends I just met. And so we camped on an island. And then next day, our guide like took us out to like go see manatees. And then he's just like, all right, we're taking a little detour. Like we're gonna stop by this little village. Like I'm telling like a little remote island, like, where no one, or like that you could only get to by boat. It was super remote, and we roll up and they're having a cockfighting festival.
Yes. And then when he said cockfighting, it doesn't mean like cockfighting, it means like the roosters.
Yeah, so you guys ever experienced one of those?
Oh, dude, all the time. Yeah, all the time.
Cockfights are normal.
It's so illegal in my area, but people are still doing it.
Of course, they love it, dude. They love the betting. They're like, I got there and I'm like, I need to make a video here.
Yeah.
And I just basically started out. I'm just like, look, like I don't condone this, but like, it's their culture. They've been doing it for many, many years.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck am I to put my opinions, like, to be honest, like I'm not into that, but if I'm there and I'm gonna watch it and it's gonna happen regardless of my opinion, may as well watch it and just fucking enjoy it,
right?
And that's exactly what I did. Like, I just, dude, it's such fucking carnage, and I just like, I watched it and I told, like, while I was making this video, I'm like, I'm not gonna show any cockfighting, I'm just gonna show this community. It was fucking carnage, dude. Like, literally our boat driver just wanted to stop there just to like place bets. I don't know in pesos like how much he came up, but he won like 3 out of his 4 like matches, and he came up like $70 or something the whole day.
Oh man,
dude, that's crazy. He's like, I'm on a job, I'm on a clock, well, I'm on a bet.
Like, we fucking loved it. Like, I think there was like 5 guys and 2 girls, and like the guys were like, fuck yeah, like you want to place bets and shit, and the girls are like, this is like, fuck this, like, this is whack.
I bet
just the whole festival was like such a time. It was like, dude, like the chickens would fight and then like they would bring them to like basically get slaughtered and like cooked, and they would have like a huge feast and shit, like,
nice
guy, he owned a monkey.
What, you
know, I put the video back up on YouTube, actually, because here's what happened with YouTube is that, so I put it up there and I put like, I said my piece about like all my opinions and whatnot, and then like I put in the, like in the title, like trigger warning, and I put a big paragraph like explaining my piece, and I'm like, I know people are still gonna come for me.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was literally the opposite. My fucking, the demographic that watched this was all Filipino people looking for cockfighting videos. And since I didn't show any cockfighting, like I just showed the festival and the closest thing I showed was like them like making them like buck beaks, you know?
Yeah, and, like, just start like, the when they start the fight. Yeah,
and I get like comments like you fucking stupid blogger, you like, you know, show cockfight, like people like who could not speak English at all. And I was like translating the comments and shit, like,
that's
hilarious.
The amount of shit like they were saying to me was fucking hilarious.
I can only imagine.
Those are my people, bro. Yeah, they want to see it. They want to see all that fight.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Rightfully so.
Right?
It's pretty crazy. And so like what happened with the video is like even if I didn't show any cockfighting, it still got age restricted and demonetized.
Oh wow.
Or like animal cruelty or something, which like I was actually like really cheesed in because it was literally just a video of me like showing someone else's culture.
Yeah.
There was no like I showed chickens in it and like that's why like and I was going off like on a tangent the other day where it's like TikTok takes down all my videos because like they see it as harmful. It's just like I'm showing another culture. And like, since this behavior isn't normalized, like in the West, it's harmful. Like cockfighting is super not normalized in the West, it's animal cruelty, it's fucked up, you'll go to jail, like it's harmful. And even if I didn't show any cockfighting, just the idea behind it,
yeah.
it was harmful. So like they demonetized me, they like, they age restricted it. And dude, I think by the time it was age restricted, it was at like 400,000 views.
Oh no way!
Oh man!
In like maybe like 2 months or something.
Yeah.
And then once they age restricted it, it just flatlined. Like nothing happened with it. And I really think it like the video started hurting my channel because like I said, it was just a lot of Filipino people watching it and just being like, "Oh, you fucking blogger, you don't show like any cockfighting," and I would just tune off. So like all my averages were going down. So like. I just took it down eventually.
Wow.
I re-uploaded it, and every time I said the word cock, like I replaced it with the word chicken. It's like ultra censored it, yeah. But like it didn't pop off, you know? Like,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
Like I think the first time like I called it in the title, like I forget what you call an actual cockfight in the Philippines, but I called it that in the title, so obviously yeah. like, it got the
Oh, it's called thing. It's called Sabong. That's what it's called. Sabong.
Yeah. So I called that in the title, called it Cockfighting Festival, and then obviously when I re-uploaded it, like I had no mention of cockfighting. I was just like, "Oh, you wouldn't believe what I found on this island."
which is really ironic because America is probably one of the highest consumers of chicken, you know, but they won't show any of that. Yeah, they won't allow you show any of that, you know what
okay.
I mean? That's so ironic.
Oh man,
yeah, dude, it's crazy. But I mean, I guess people in the Philippines, they just love to bet on everything.
Yeah, we do. So like, we do, bro. We start in a younger age because I remember when I was in elementary school, right? I'm talking about like second grade, bro. People like kids around my age will get in trouble because they do coin, like you know those coin flip kind of thing. We do that during recess, we do it outside, you know, like people are just getting in trouble left and right just doing that because you know they love doing it.
So you know how I sent you the video that got taken off TikTok?
Yeah, the spider fight.
Would
yeah
you ever do that?
Oh dude, oh my gosh. I mentioned this constantly here in podcasts because American culture, you know, we're not just American but Western culture is bred on, we hate spiders. We don't like them. But me, I made it like when I was a kid, it was my profession. I wake up, no kidding, bro. I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning because that's where you get the finest and most hungriest spider in my area. So I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, get outside, still dark, dew, you know, morning dew everywhere. And then with a flashlight, you know, go around the bush and the trees and things like that. And you grab a spider with your hand and put them in the matches. And that's what you saw in that video. Yeah.
I was so surprised. Like this guy, he had a pill tablet.
Yeah.
I guess to keep his spiders in. And then he had it, I guess one of his spiders lost. So he showed me the dead spider. And then just like out of the blue, you just see one like crawl along his hand. He's like, "Get back here." Like, yes. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like he was just letting him like crawl over his arm. Like,
yeah, that's what we do. So like, when I see people here see like small spider, that you know, those jumping spiders, which by the way are nothing. They're nothing. They're more scared, yeah, you know, of you than you scared of them. So yeah, I yeah. like Oh, that's okay. Well, whatever. So I'll just grab it, kill it. Or I usually do not kill it because I hate mosquitoes more, and they eat mosquitoes. So I like I'll let them.
I'll just have
set them free.
Yeah, somewhere I'll else. Set them free. So, like,
I'm curious, like how you do it. You know, it's so fucking ridiculous that like I had literally, it's just a video of these spiders. I think they go down a web and they're tangled together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if one defeated one another.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, but they're like, nope, that's too much. That they literally took it down for violence.
What? Spiders.
It's fucked because, like, dude, I got my account permanently banned for like a couple of days. I got it back.
Bro.
Like, that was one of the videos that built up a permanent ban. Like, literally fucking spiders.
Yeah.
They show that on educational videos where they see spiders trying to, you know, explain it in a more educational way.
That's like, not even the worst. You see, like, lions annihilating and eating, like, other animals. Yeah, and YouTube doesn't. No, not YouTube. TikTok. TikTok won't let it, you know?
It's social media in general.
They just have it out for me. Like, second I'm traveling the world, like, showing another culture, like, the actual, like, real side to a country.
No, it makes sense. So the spider thing, I have friends who are just more professional in spider, that they will see spider and they want it, like, they know if it's female or male, they know if it's hungry or full, because you don't want a full a filled spider, you want a hungry spider, because those are more aggressive. So during the fight, you put them, and if you have a hungry spider, you will definitely kill it right away. You won't even like play with it or run around with it. It will kill it, and that's what you want to win.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, wait, do you know, like, one of them will kill the other one, or is there, like, do you even match them up and place bets? Like, I thought, like, the gentleman in that video were, like, placing bets.
Yeah. On the spider. So before it starts, the way it works is they will show the spider. So, like, say I have a spider and you have a spider. I will show you which spider I want to you know, to play, and then you will show your spider that you want to play, and they will show, like, the size and whatnot, and then people will bet on that. You know, usually people will bet on the bigger one, like the bigger spider. For us,
it's like a cockfight.
Definitely.
And it was just like fucking crazy, like the bookie going around and like people putting their money in. Like,
yeah,
and the spider thing was so brief, because like it was just, to me, like it was so weird. Mm-hmm. And like I was in a place like where, like, dude, I don't think these guys spoke any English at all. Like, it was a really remote place, and I just stopped by and I was like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And it was like, no offense, like, it was so anticlimactic. And it just put these spiders on these things. Like, they got tangled up for 2 seconds, and I guess, like, one of them won.
So the way the fight works is they will tangle up together. Sometimes they will, like, try to run away from each other, but they're holding on a stick. You know, they're just on a stick, so they don't have any other choice but to fight. And then when they fight, something will bite, and then when you see them wrapping the web around them, that's it. It's over. Because by then they'll be done. Yeah, like, they'll be sucking their blood, and it's over by then. Yeah. No, seriously.
Cool. That's, like, crazy.
I couldn't tell at all, like, what the heck is going on with that scene, man.
Like, these are not like little kids. We're talking about, like, adults. You know, a ton of them are like dads, you know, with pills or matches, and they do it crazy.
No, it was like the gentlemen of the community just all got together to watch Spider's Friend. Like, I know kids do it too, which is hilarious. Just like in a schoolyard, like, kids bringing their coins out to just, like, place bets on spiders. But, like, dude, these were just like middle of the day, a bunch of dads just sipping beers and, like, rum and just place.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
What you haven't seen, what you didn't see, you probably saw it, but what you didn't see is they have a match of spiders or those pills, but they also have a jar or another boxes of match with just flies. Because we catch flies too to feed the spider. Because you have to feed the spider, if not, it will die, you know? So once in a while, like once a day, maybe there's no fight. Like, I'm telling you, bro, this is like a profession. We like time it when to feed them, where to put them, because ants, once ants see the spider, they're dead, you know? Like, for some reasons, spiders cannot kill ants because they're too small. So you don't want them in the area where there's a bunch of ants. So you catch flies, you feed it to the spider, like, once in a while. So you want to maintain it, you know what I mean?
You know, in
dude,
detail.
We're spider breeding, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I can't believe how professional they take it.
Dude, and get this. We also have people who breeds, like literally breed spider. Like they'll match a male and a female and get them pregnant, and then you sell those spiders. I'm not even kidding.
No way.
Yeah.
It's like
breeding
bulls.
Dude, seriously, bro. Yeah. It's like a horse race, you know what I mean?
Right? That's ridiculous.
Y'all like to bet on everything.
Yeah, dude. That's speaking of which, so you were in the Philippines for 24 days, and you didn't expect anything, right? Did you have any expectation? Not at all?
I think beforehand I knew about cockfighting. Like, mm-hmm. I knew it occurred in the Philippines, maybe in Indonesia as well. I did not expect to see that. But yeah, didn't have any expectations and had very minimal knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So what is your greatest culture shock when you got in the Philippines? Like, what day did you get that major culture shock, and what is it?
It was it's a touchy subject, but I would definitely say, like, and like I knew this going into it, but actually, like, it's a couple things. One was like the poverty, which was going into like the neighborhood where they live in the cemetery. Like, there's like Manila South Cemetery, like Makati Cemetery.
Yeah.
So like I walked by there on my first day, and I think I just like saw like people living by these tombs, and I was like, fuck it, like I'm just gonna go inside and see what happens.
Oh man.
I went inside, and like people were like super welcoming, and it's crazy that like they had like this whole thriving community like within the cemetery, where it's like they had like the jeepneys would go through there and they would stop, and people would be selling street food, people would just be like out like in their, like, I guess they live in the tombs, right? And like they would just be doing their laundry out front.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man,
like,
yeah.
super welcoming, that I could just like go in there and like say what's up and like just see where they live.
Nice.
It's not so quiet neighborhood, that's for sure. You know, not like, you know, compared to cemetery. Like,
I was surprised, like the cemetery, I'm like, dude, this is actually like, compared to like some of the rougher neighborhoods I went to in the Philippines, like this is like a very nice, peaceful place to live. Like, because like it's covered by trees. It's like, it's populated, but not crazy populated. It's not like people crammed in together. It's just like, people will settle like in a tomb like here and there, and like,
oh man,
obviously that would suck. Like, I don't know, like maybe they'd have like it would suck like if there's the elements, like,
yeah,
but it's just like, dude, life seemed very like chilled out there.
Dude, seriously, I know,
that's crazy.
I tell people that too. It's like I know people in the Philippines that lives in cemetery, and it's great, you know, like
it's popular, you know, and it just speaks like to the overall like problem of the urban sprawl in like Manila especially. And I had people like commenting on my TikTok, like pretty like ignorant, like American people, like they don't understand anything about poverty in other countries,
right?
Be like, just basically being like, fuck them for living in the fucking cemetery. And I'm just like, who the fuck are you?
Wow, nice.
These people are you first of all, like, if you are poor and you have no means of survival, like your government, like if you're American, like your government, like go fucking apply for EI.
Yeah.
And they'll fucking like set you up, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
man. Not in the Philippines.
Like, you live in a welfare state at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, dude, these people literally have nothing. They're literally like fighting for their lives. They're literally trying to escape poverty. A lot of them are coming from the countryside and like just need a place to settle to like make money. So it's just like, dude, like who the fuck are you? Like, I don't know, like, not to sound ignorant, but like, dude, they're fucking dead anyway.
No, and
the fucking cemetery.
And the way they picture like cemeteries is the way, you know, you look at cemeteries here in America or in Canada. It's just a lot and then a cross, right? It's not like that in the Philippines. They have mausoleum and structures, like structures in cemetery. With roof and stuff.
For real, like, I'm gonna, like, this is just a thought I thought of right now, like, if I got it made like that, like, whenever, like, I die, like, I'm for sure, like, taking, like, a little bit of that trust fund, like, and basically saying, like, okay, like, when I die, like, my grave is gonna be a fucking mausoleum, and like, I don't know, I guess that's technically your property. Like, whoever the fuck wants to come, like, chill in there, like it's
Come on
shelter.
in.
It's free fucking
Yeah.
shelter, like,
Yeah. I know.
dude. Like,
Dude.
that's like, and the thing is, like, I met someone that day who was there, like, to visit, like, a late relatives of theirs. And I'm like, so what do you think about the people, like, living here, like, amongst your relatives? And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't remember the conversation, but he didn't care. So, like, I'm just like, to these people shitting on me in this video, once again, like, who the fuck are you? Like, literally the relatives of the people don't care. They're here for their own citizens to have shelter. So, like, no, don't fucking come here with, like, these opinions, you know?
Right.
Oh
Dude,
man.
if I live in a cemetery, that would be my bragging rights. I'll tell them my house is covered in marbles. What's your house? Your house has hardwood floor? My house has marbles everywhere.
Everywhere.
Kitchen, bathroom, living room, my bedroom, marbles
And in a certain
everywhere.
wall, I have the Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
All these people's name, they're amazing.
To be fair, like, I've seen other documentaries of, like, different cemeteries in Manila, and, like, some of them in Cebu, and, like, that was definitely one of the nicer, probably the
Yeah.
nicest cemetery you could go live in. And then there was, like, a neighborhood right beside it. You just had to hop a wall. And I did this at the end of the video, and it was like a cemetery, but it was filled with garbage. I don't know why. Like, you're literally stepping on garbage, all these mountains of garbage. And it was clearly, like, even it was, like, way more rough than, like, the other cemetery. And I went and filmed in there, and it was just, like, that was, like, really rough to see. Like, I didn't, honestly, I think, like, if it was, like, I wouldn't have made that video if, like, I know what I know
Yeah.
now. Like, I just wouldn't have went in there. It was just, like, really weird, you know? Like, and, like,
Yeah.
I didn't have, like, any means to, like, help anyone, you know? Like I said, it's like kids asking for coins and whatnot. Like,
Right.
I, like, didn't have anything on me. It was
So
just,
did
like,
you
a
go there
weird
by
situation.
yourself? You didn't have anybody with you?
Yeah, I went in there by myself. I think I asked some kids before going in, like, is it
Yeah.
safe? And then at the end of the day, it's like a public space where people come
Yeah.
and see their
Right.
relatives.
Yeah,
So it's
dude,
just
I
like,
give you
dude, it's a
him
cemetery.
huge
It's like,
props.
it shouldn't be bad. You know what I've learned from the Philippines is just, like, I've traveled a lot, and I've went into a lot of dangerous communities. And just, like, I think, like, for Southeast Asia, like, a lot of the times, if it's, like, kind of a poorer community, like, that doesn't equate to danger. Where it's just like, dude, I've went into community, like, this is coming from, like, oh, I've traveled to India, I've traveled to Southeast Asia, and I've went into poor communities. I went to Colombia, and, you know, I'm conditioned by all these travel experiences. Like, fuck it, like, I'll go wherever the fuck I want. Like,
Nice.
dude, I got humbled so hard. I had a gun pulled on me in Colombia, like,
Dude,
going the
oh
wrong fucking
wow.
place, you
Yo,
know? But, like,
yeah.
that's what I like about traveling in, like especially Philippines. It's like, I could have, like, it's like, yeah, obviously you got to tread lightly, you should ask questions, like, yeah, is it okay if I, like, walk around and whatnot? But, like,
Yeah,
for the most part, people are very welcoming, and it's not dangerous, since it's like, Philippines doesn't have, like cartel problems like the Colombia, you know? Like, and that's why, like, I had that problem in Colombia. It's just like, I went to the wrong place with a camera, and it's just like, these people are literally, like, making a living, like, deal, like, slanging drugs, you know? And I'm coming in, I'm this fucking white boy coming in with a camera, you know? Like, yeah, not in the Philippines. We love cameras, bro. We love cameras. Like, super fucking stupid.
yeah, we love cameras in the Philippines. Like, I'm telling you, there will be like a thunderstorm and their house is underwater. Well, as soon as they see camera, they start waving, smiling, they're saying hi, you know?
Yeah,
They
man.
we love cameras.
Yeah, for sure. People are, like, super welcoming to be on camera. But, like, answer me this, because I'm pretty curious, because it's
Yeah.
like, dude, people are obviously gonna, when you travel to a country, people are gonna be like, oh, that country's so fucking dangerous. But people never, like, ask, hey, why is it fucking dangerous, dude? And the reason why it's dangerous in, like, Colombia or, like, Mexico is because of drug trade. But a lot of the time, if you're not trying to be involved with that, if you're not going in there with a fucking camera, like, no one's gonna fucking bother you. It's, like, gonna be completely fine. So, like, that's why it's like, dude, people might think, like, oh, it's dangerous to go into the Philippines, like, to go off kind of like the beaten path in the Philippines. But it's just like, hey, look up the reasons why it's dangerous. And that might not have anything to do with you. Mm. I think I looked up, maybe I heard this through the grapevine, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of the reasons, like a lot of crime, like coming out of the Philippines, maybe in those communities where like, I read, it was just like, dude, a lot of people just get drunk and like, it's just misbehavior when they're drunk or like petty theft or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm just wondering for you, like, what would people say is like, oh, if there's reasons for the Philippines to be dangerous, like why would it be dangerous?
Well, a lot of it is for sure is we have a drug problem in the Philippines for years now. You know, the recent president is still trying to do this drug war, whether he's doing it right or not. We have a drug war that's happening in the Philippines. So if you go to the areas where drugs is like really prevalent or it's happening, of course you're gonna get robbed. And of course in any places too, if you go there at night, whether you go to Manila, you go to, I don't know, Flint, you go to Detroit, you go to LA, you go just at night in the wrong place, something's bad gonna happen. Yeah, you know,
something wrong's gonna happen.
Yeah, so
I was under the impression like you wouldn't really find drugs in the Philippines because like they're just so strict, and it's like all the drugs are kind of being produced like on another side of the world, you know? Like, so like, I just thought like, it's mostly like alcohol related stuff that you find in the Philippines. Like, I don't know if
no, drugs is happening. Yeah. Drugs is happening for sure, but it's not as open as it is right here. You know, like if you go to LA, Skid Row, or you go to Chicago or New York, of course, you know, like drugs is happening there, and marijuana is not legal in the Philippines. So, it's really, really strict, especially now with the current administration. It's really strict for sure.
Yeah, it's like dumb strict. Like you get caught with some weed and like you go to jail, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Not as strict as Singapore. Singapore is strict when it comes to marijuana.
Singapore like executed some tourists because they just went through the airport with weed. Maybe I'm speaking craziness, but like I swear,
dude, I read about that too, and it's possible. Wow. It's really possible that that's what happened.
Maybe it was coke or something, but yeah, I heard like it wasn't a Singaporean citizen, and they were just passing through. But technically, they were on Singaporean soil. Like, since they checked in the country, and they got caught, and they got put to death.
Yeah,
dang.
I know, and a lot of it in the Philippines is of course poverty. You know, like if you want to find a means to get money easily, or to get out of poverty, you will do what you want to do. You know what I mean? What you can. Yeah. So people just do violence and things like that. And that's everywhere, not just Philippines, but that's everywhere. But I love, and this is why I love your content, because you're not afraid to go to those areas, you know, like some areas in the Philippines, and just have fun with them and show them that you can go to the Philippines, not just to the tourist spots of the Philippines, but also in Manila, and have fun and interact with people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with the locals, man.
Manila is like the funnest fucking city, and then like the amount of people like that would talk shit about Manila, like, oh, I left Manila right away, went to fucking Palawan. I'm like, dude, you should have like really like went out in Manila, like had a good time, like going out in Manila, like, because like I've been out in Manila, it was just one night, but like it was fucking crazy, dude.
Yo,
like, went to midget boxing.
Did you say midget boxing?
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, obviously you guys said like you could talk about anything on here, but like there's obviously like so many like working girls like at this venue, and it's me and my homie like just wanted to go there to watch some midget boxing, and like these girls were like all over us, like I think there's barely anyone in there, just like a lot of working girls just like asking to buy them shots and shit, and like just like trying to like get close to us, like dude, I was just so timid at the time. Like, I would have, like, now I just, like, had to shoot the shit with them, have a conversation. But, like, literally, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Never, the only trip I ever took before that was India.
This
is my first time being in, like, Southeast Asia and just, like, having, like, all these working girls come up to me and they don't give a fuck. Like, they're just going to, like, touch, like, wherever they want.
Yeah.
Like,
and in comparison to like, you know, if you go to Bangkok or Thailand and things like that, we don't have as much ladyboys in the Philippines, but there's a ton of strip clubs, like strips of strip clubs everywhere, bro.
I thought they were just as much as as I hear that are in Thailand. The thing is, I think Thailand has that reputation since like it's just like it's like a cultural thing. Like they talk about just like, oh, you know, like Thailand, like boys, like, 'cause there's like a lot of sex work that goes on there, you know? Oh, if you're into that, go to fucking Thailand, like get a lady boy, you know? Like,
no, it's not. It's like actually it's actually a wrong stereotype about the Philippines. They're not, they don't have a lot of those.
Okay. But I mean, for the most part, like the ones I've seen, like who were transitioning, like this is like they do, like I think like the ones in Thailand, like Thailand, they like have all these huge fake tits and whatnot, like the ones in Philippines, like very beautiful women. I definitely have like a good lady boy story. Like I want to specify also, just like I don't know if you've mentioned this on your podcast before, but like in the Philippines, like they call them, like they call people, basically people that are trans, like lady boys. It's like it's not an inappropriate term, right? So
Yeah,
it's
it's
like
not derogatory, right? Not at all.
you know, like if I call, if I was here in Canada or the US and I said lady boy, a lot of people would take offense to that, right?
Well,
But in
people
the
take offense
Philippines,
on
like,
anything, so it doesn't really
of course,
matter.
yeah, I'm gonna get fucking canceled anyways, you know. But I was in Siargao and like, dude, we were at this club and like I made out with this really hot girl, and then like after, like my homie's just like, yo, that chick's a lady boy. I'm like, I still don't know to this day if she was or not, but like I don't even care. Like I think it was just like it was cool. It was just like, dude, it was literally like probably the best looking girl in that fucking club,
It's
and like
highly,
I danced with her, made out with her, and then they're like,
I'll
yo,
tell
that
you
was
this
a
right
lady.
now. It's highly unlikely. I'm gonna tell you that. It's highly
Think
unlikely
so?
that's yeah, it's highly unlikely that's in a
I
ladyboy.
can show you. You think so? I can show you a picture. I think like someone got confirmation or something. Like people
Oh, I
were talking to
see.
them. Like her brother was there, and her brother was just like super cool with like me just like making out with his sister. But like it didn't seem like, I don't know. Maybe that's just like how it is. Just like,
I don't know.
ah,
I
I don't
mean,
give a
I'm
fuck.
gonna, if I put my bet on something, which, you know, apparently it doesn't, you know, you don't really care that, you know, you don't really care, so it doesn't matter. But if I put my money on something, it's highly unlikely. That's what I would say. Because
Okay.
it's not like, especially in Siargao, or if you go
Damn.
to or Palawan, if there's any strip clubs around there, it's highly unlikely. A lot of them for sure in Manila, you know, like in the party cities or party areas of
That's true.
Manila.
Oh man, dude.
That and that's where like that's where I found like a lot of like working girls on the street was like Makati, if you know, like
So
yeah,
you
that's
stayed in Manila, you said, for one night? That's it?
No, I was in Manila like I think it was like a total of 4 nights. But it was like the first day I kind of just like cruised around and just like kind of checked out Makati. And it was just like it didn't like nothing wasn't like too shocking. Like it was a very like Western, like built up neighborhood with all these skyscrapers and whatnot. And then it was like the next day was the day that I went and checked out the cemetery. I also went downtown, and like that was that video where like I went into this slum and all these kids were like surrounding me, and like that's like the day I was like, shit, like this is something else, like this is a really
Oh
cool
man,
place. Then I think
dude.
like the next 2 days it like rained or something, and then like and I then I left to on the ferry to Caron. But dude, like if I knew what it was like I think I would have spent more time in Manila, especially like if it was now and like I make content like the same way I do now. Like back then, I was kind of like dabbling with YouTube, but like if I made content the way I did now, like dude, every day I'd go out, I'd explore, I'd meet people, like get into some absurd fucking shit.
Nice. What day of the month did you go? Like, what day of the year? Sorry, what month? Do you remember?
What month? It was. Oh wait, okay, hold up. I think I arrived. It was in January, end of January,
End of June.
January, like end of January. I stayed till like mid-February.
I'm gonna recommend, because I know I will ask you this. I would have asked this later on, but are you planning to go back in the Philippines? Because you were mentioning that you like, next time I go back, were you planning to go?
Yeah, I think like I don't know when, like dude, like the bucket list is so fucking big that it's just like I think I definitely will go back eventually, but it's like obviously I want to go so many places. But I think like Philippines would be super dope to go back, because like I could either relax if I wanted to, but like if I really wanted to like make content, like I was saying, dude, it's like I didn't realize going in, like if I want to make like the travel videos I make, it's like so fucking good for that.
Yeah,
people are nice, it's safe, the culture is just like it's something else, and it's like it's cool, like you could go explore the cities or you could go to like literally just little like beach towns or whatnot.
Yeah,
and that's what I think. Like it would be funny because like if I went to the Philippines again, I'd try to like not get too distracted in like a hostel crowd, because I know if I get distracted in like a backpacking crowd, like it's like, dude, I'd just party and I'd do like conventional tourist shit, you know, I'd meet friends.
Right.
I would just like do like too much of that shit. But like if I went again, like I would try to kind of like separate myself from that and like actually go out and like explore and then, like go to like I would want to go to like more tropical destinations, but like do like maybe like rent a motorcycle on an island and go like find like more remote beach towns, like more communities where they live on the water.
A lot of those. We have like secret areas in the Philippines that's not known even to Filipinos. Yes. You know, like areas just magical, mystical falls or rivers or banks and things like that that a lot of people don't know. And
I'm gonna need a list, and I just want to see like dude, the cockfight example, even if that shit doesn't fly on like YouTube or TikTok, like, example, like, I'm like, dude, like the kind of like shit I want to see that like it just like blows your mind, like as if like this fucking exists.
Yeah
And I think like the weird thing about the Philippines is like, dude, they take so many, like a lot of aspects from the West, like that seem like super normal. It's like, oh, all this fast food and Catholicism and like stuff like that. And yet then there's just stuff that's like so fucking out of this world. Like,
yeah. No,
like cockfighting, spider fighting.
This is what I would recommend, and this is why I asked, if you know, when you go back to the Philippines, and I know you have a bucket list, when you decide to go back to the Philippines, go Christmas season, and I'm telling you, it's completely different experience, bro. Completely different experience. You have to go on Christmas. Like if you have to spend Christmas Day in the Philippines, do it. Have that experience, because it's amazing.
Sure.
Amazing.
You know, like Anthony Bourdain's like Parts Unknown.
Yeah.
The show. So like he did an episode on the Philippines, and he went around Christmas time, and like they're fucking lit. They
dude, that shit. Like, it's party. Like, it's party December 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th.
All the way to the New Year.
It's party, bro. All the way to New Year.
But is it different? Like here, it's like apart, like, well, it's more intimate, it's like more like family and whatnot. There is it more actually like I want to find, like if I'm going somewhere like strictly for a party, like I want to find somewhere like that's like it's people in the streets, like it's the community coming
dude
together.
Okay, bro, here's what I'm gonna tell you. I'll let Waka speak, because he went to the Philippines to spend their 4 years in the Philippines.
Oh man, so if you ever go, and he's right, party on holidays, but when it comes like right around the corner for New Year's, bro, the whole darn capital is lit. It's not just you know how in certain professional places here in America, I'm not sure in Canada, you have a certain place to go sightseeing for fireworks and all that. Nah, everybody in the whole town, from regular family to, you know, those from commercials. Companies and stuff like that, bro, everyone is lit. If you go up in the mountains, you see the whole town, from communities, residents, everything is lit up, and you can just go anywhere and everything's smoked.
So
it's party everywhere, no matter where you go.
So our New Year's is like 4th of July here in America, you know, like the fireworks and things like that. So we do all that on Christmas Day. And I'm gonna tell you this, you know, here in America, it's more intimate, and in Canada too, you know, like we call our relatives, our family, and have dinner. In the Philippines, this is what we do. We cook a ton of food. Like almost every house will cook a ton of food, and then they will invite people, that even people that they don't know, to come in their house and eat their food. Like, fuck yeah, that crazy, bro. Like, you'll be full.
That's like the shit I'm looking for. Is like, dude, to go into some like random people's homes.
Like, I'm telling you.
Obviously, I want to be invited. I'm not just gonna barge in, but like, yeah, I want to get invited over.
Oh, definitely.
That's like the best.
Dude, they will invite you in for sure. Country.
Best experience in another country is whenever you get invited for some homemade food.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
that's the shit.
Yeah, speaking of food, so you know you never experienced anything or know anything about the Philippines. How about the food? What was your take on the food out there?
Well, what I liked about the food is like a lot of the places that you would go to, it's just like they would have like just the food like kind of out like in these hot little, not like hot plates, but just like there with like a cover and it's warm, and yeah, all you had to do is like, and it's probably a bunch of different dishes, like at least like six different types of porks, like they got like fried chicken or like whatever, like a bunch of different meats, white rice, veggies,
right?
And I thought it was just cool that you literally just like kind of pointed like what you want, or like scoop, oh give me another scoop, like give me some more white rice, whatever, and they would just kind of like price it after, and obviously it's always super cheap, so it's just like, oh, like I could get a plate of whatever I want, all these different types of pork, uh-huh, and shit, and like just pay like $2, like, yeah. I was like super stoked on that. That's like another thing, it's like I think at least with the crew I was with, like they were down to like go to like these little street stalls and try shit like that,
right?
Like I think like just in general, not just speaking of the Philippines, just like, dude, if you travel, like stop playing it so fucking safe. Like I get like you might get, like there's places you might get sick, but like nah, fuck it, like you got to get it out of your system. Like if you have a weak stomach, like just get it out of your system, like throw up like on the first night. I'm not talking about the Philippines, like I'm more so speaking like, dude, if you go to India, like you're probably gonna get a foodborne illness. Like,
go ahead.
Like get it out of the way on the first day, like fuck around with like don't go to like these safe fucking locations that are like more like,
yeah,
eat where the fucking locals eat, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Stomach isn't used to it, like it might make you sick, but like, dude, like get it into like your system and like then you'll be fine.
You go to the Philippines to go to TGIF or McDonald's, you know?
Why would you? That's what I mean. Dude, it's cool because like it's a different cultural experience, and it's actually really funny that like I posted on my TikTok today that like I was literally just like going through my stories since I was trying to find like all this Filipino content. And like I remember like I just saw like an old story I made on Instagram was me trying the McSketty. And like, or the mixed spaghetti.
Yeah, the mixed spaghetti. The sweet spaghetti. And
I'm just like, fuck, this is so funny. And I like had to post this video of me trying like mixed spaghetti on like
TikTok. How was it? Like, how was the spaghetti? Dude,
fucking fire. That shit was so good, man. Like,
I bet.
It's different because it's like, it's not marinara sauce. It's like banana ketchup.
Dude, but it's sweet, so isn't it? It's with hot dogs.
Yeah, like it's the farthest thing from fucking gourmet. And, like Italians can be fucking pissed all they want.
Yes, yeah, like, that's right.
Oh, that's
right.
Funny.
And they serve it with, you know, you can have a meal with spaghetti, with rice, and fried chicken. Like it's not even the combo that you would ever imagine, but they have it as a meal.
Right.
Right. So one of the things about Filipino food that got me a little confused, maybe you guys can touch on it, is like, dude, everyone like just eats like plain white rice.
Yep.
And like, but like my thing is just like whenever, so what I would go to a place and like you would automatically just get a rice, like I, yes, don't think it's any extra charge, you know, you just get a big thing of white rice. But I was asked like, oh, can you like at least like put some like the pork marinade on there?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
everyone just like eats it plain, like they just love their plain white rice. I'm just like, dude, like and like don't get me wrong, like I'll eat it and it's cool, but it's like, dude, I need some flavor. Like I was,
yeah,
and it was weird because like they were looking at me funny, like you want the pork stuff like on your rice? Yeah.
No, but here's the thing, yeah, the rice is bland, you know, eating rice alone, yeah, is bland. Like my wife is crazy because she can eat rice with just salt and pepper, which to us it's like, that's crazy. You don't just eat rice, you have to eat rice with something, like some dish. My the rice is complemented by the dish itself. Like the dish, in my opinion, you cannot eat the dish itself. Let's say the adobo. adobo, right? You can't eat adobo in itself because it's either too salty or too soury or things like that. That's why you have a bland flavor rice. Yeah. So it mix it together and you can eat it just perfectly, you know? Mm. And that's why. But yeah.
Maybe I was mistaken, but I swear, like, I would just see people and they would just love eating, like, the plain white rice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, when we eat chicken, like fried chicken, it has to have ketchup. Like, that's our go-to sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys, I know, I don't know, it wasn't the Philippines. I remember, so I think it was Guatemala or something, or Colombia. They did, like, ketchup and honey on their fried chicken.
Oh.
And I think they, like, that shit went hard. Like, dude, that shit was good.
Dude, yeah, wow.
Oh, that's in my list of try out. Right? Like, ooh.
Hold up. Yeah, so when you go to these places, like, right, Colombia, Guatemala, India, and Indonesia, and things like that, I heard, because when we moved here in America from the Philippines, I had diarrhea for a whole week because of just the water alone, you know, like the chemicals in the water. Do you drink, like, local water?
It just depends. You really got to, like, look it up. So, like, I've just spent a lot of time in Mexico, and, like, you don't drink the water there. Like, everyone gets, like, the bottles. But then, like, and it was the same thing with Colombia. But then I went to, like, Ecuador, and it's, like, that place is, like, okay, like, it's different. It's, like, if you're in Quito, like, they get the spring water from the mountains, and you find a drink. So, like, it just depends. You got to look it up. Can you drink it in the Philippines?
Yeah, you can drink. Well, I don't want to say all of them, but for the most part, yeah, you can drink the water. But it's still, like, I think the germs, whatever bacteria that's in the water here in America is different than the bacteria that's in the Philippines. You know, it'll mess up your system.
Yeah.
It just depends what you get accustomed to. Like, a lot of times when I'm traveling, like, people will be like, oh, don't have the ice, because, like, the ice comes from their water. I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm still going to have a beverage of ice. Like, I'd be, like, at a market with my homies in Mexico.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd be ordering a drink, and they'd be, like, trying to tell, like, the people, like, yo, don't give them ice. Don't give them ice. I'm like, fine, dude. Like, just give me fucking ice. Like, it's not going to be that bad.
Yo, that's
oh, like, man. Dude, you're I would, daring,
I would,
man.
I know. I would love to travel with you, bro. Dude, like, you're I'd awesome. I'd probably be scared, but I would love
I'm
to travel
you,
with
like,
you.
Like, I'm not, I got a comment on my TikTok. It's like, do you ever get diarrhea? Like, that's the thing. It's just like, well, maybe I've got diarrhea before, but, like, dude, for me with, like, food, like, I'm not trying to flex or anything, like, but I swear I have, like, a gut of steel or something.
Oh,
like, I can
nice.
Whatever the fuck I want. Like, it's almost, like, better for me. If something looks sketchy, like, I'm down to eat it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember in Peru, we were, like, hiking. We were on this hike, and, like, some guy told us, they're just like, yo, like, you're gonna get to the top and there's gonna be these, like, ladies selling this really fucking sketchy llama meat. Like, do not fucking eat that shit. You'll get sick. And I'm like, it was like one of those things. It's like, no, just because you said that, like, I'm gonna eat that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Like,
I had to eat the llama meat. Like, it was like just these chunks of llama, like, still on the bone. Like, she's cooking it on this, like, coal fire, like, in the snow. Like, it was weird, bro. It was great. It was amazing.
Dude,
but,
nice.
And clearly you didn't die.
I was fine. Like, the more like, kind of, like, out there, like, the shit is, like, the more I'm down to try. Mm. Unfortunately, in the Philippines, I didn't get to try. What is it called? Like, balut?
Balut.
Balut.
Yo, you didn't try balut.
You didn't?
I would definitely try it. It looks disgusting. Probably tastes disgusting, but
well,
I'd love to try it.
It does look disgusting, but it tastes amazing, bro. I'm telling you.
It's
immaculate. You just got to pass the first look of, because it's a duck egg, you know, like a fertilized duck egg. So you can see the head, the beak, the eyes, and all that, like undeveloped duck. But once you tasted that with vinegar or salt, bro, it's immaculate. It's the best thing. You can't eat a lot of it, but it's really good. It's really good.
Another thing I like about the Philippine cuisine is, like, a lot of it is vinegar based. Like, you'll have, like, you can get kebabs and whatnot, and they always dip stuff in vinegar. And, like, I kind of like that kind of, like, palate. It's, like, that tanginess. Like, dude, I would always get the kebabs, and they'd be dipping it in this vinegar. Like, it's not like vinegar here. It's a little different. I like
I know.
It's different vinegar.
Yeah, because our vinegar in here is way more acidic. But there, it's this good. Speaking of diarrhea, I know this is a horrible transition, but speaking of diarrhea, how was your toilet experience there without toilet paper?
That's right.
I was literally trying to ask you guys the same, like, a similar question.
Yeah.
It's just like, I forget. Okay, so, like, it's always different, like, every country you go here. Like, like here in Canada, you wipe your ass and you fucking flush it down the toilet, you
Yeah.
know? But it's
Yeah.
like in Mexico, they do toilet paper, but it can't go flush down the toilet. Like they say it will clog the drain. So you have like your fucking basket beside the toilet and it just builds up, which is like super fucking weird. And in Indonesia, maybe it was the same in Philippines, but I remember in Indonesia, like they had the gun, you know, like the bum gun. And like I was like super keen on that. Like the only shitty thing about the bum gun is like you have a drippy ass, but like, dude, like you actually need to like get some water pressure like
Yeah,
between your
yeah.
ass. So like
That's
I
those
know
are
that
okay.
sounds
So those are the fancy kind of place in the Philippines, like fancier houses. Typically, this is what we do. We have a bucket full of water and a dipper. We call it tabo, and you scoop water in there using your right hand. Okay, if you're right-handed, of course, if you're left-handed, you use your left hand. But if you're right-handed, you pour water from your back with your left hand, like washing yourself. Yeah,
Oh, okay,
yep,
yeah.
yep.
No,
You never
that
experienced
makes
that?
sense.
So you didn't do
Dude,
that?
I think it was because like everywhere I stayed was a hostel. Like they had like proper like toilet with toilet paper and whatnot.
Oh,
I just like I don't remember like going like I think I remember that one day I was telling you about the cockfight. We went to like the guide's home and like he was like his toilet was literally like just a like because he was on like his house is on stilts and it was like a hole that like was down below for his waist and. I forget.
wow.
I don't think he had toilet. I think he had that set up or something. I think maybe someone had toilet paper for me. So I never like had that
Experience.
situation.
Okay.
Yeah, the situation where like it's super weird. It's such a fucking weird topic, but like, dude, like the bathroom traditions from like other countries is
Yeah.
always
I want to
such
experience,
an
like, I want to go to Japan and experience their bidets, you know? Like,
bidet.
that thing is fancy as, you know what I
It was
mean? Like,
funny because like on the layover going to Manila, like I had the layover in Tokyo and like obviously like I couldn't explore Tokyo, but even just like in the airport, like you get in there, I swear I have a video somewhere and it's like you have it's like a fucking laboratory, man. Like you sit down on the toilet, like all these fucking controls of this like okay, like how like what kind of mood do you want to set for like ambiance and music and like you
yeah.
want like a light breeze coming at your face and just like
Oh,
then you can
wow.
control like the bidet like under your ass like what kind of like spray
Yeah.
it's gonna
Yeah.
shove into your ass crack.
With soap and then the water pressure and then they blow dry your
That's
butthole.
Yeah,
crazy.
dude. It's crazy. Just like you could go from that and then like go to India where like they like just like do the squat and shits and whatnot. Like
Yeah,
you just
yeah.
like squat and shit. Like is do they do that in any wash there? It's just like it's just a hole that you gotta squat.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Dang.
We have places like that in the Philippines too, where you just squat there and there's a hole, and then in that hole, right? In that hole, it's a pig pen. So pigs eat your crap, and then when the
Okay.
pigs grow older, you eat the pig.
I
Yeah.
mean, if they could digest it, if they could digest it, like
Why
that's
not?
like the circle of
Yeah.
life, you know? Like that's great.
That's the
Like
Wagyu, right there. That's a
think it's
Wagyu.
smart, dude. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's funny, man.
It's resourceful for sure because there's no poop everywhere, you know?
This one time I was in Italy, like on a school trip, and like I literally had to make our bus stop so I could shit. And it was like this weird like gas station washroom. And it was like my first time seeing one of these squatting shits. So it was like a hole in the ground and then like a big tub surrounding it.
Yeah.
And I swear, like I tried my hardest, but like I missed like just like the tub completely. Like
Oh.
I basically shit on their floor. And then like I just like I cleaned up and left. And then like some chick was behind me. And I'm like, nah, you're not using that washroom. Like, I'm sorry. Like I'm like I can't let you use
Dude,
that.
that's
Like,
awesome. Oh,
I'm like, we're out
funny.
of here.
Did you try any street food in the Philippines?
Yeah, of course. Like
Yeah.
every day I would eat street food. I couldn't tell you the names, but just like all those kebabs I would always have. Like, oh, dude, I love like any culture that doesn't like waste shit. Like you'll like eat the liver, you'll eat the
Yeah.
intestine, or like all that shit. Like I love that shit. Like it's similar. Like you guys do it on the kebabs with the vinegars, but like
Oh,
in
man.
Mexico, like dude, like you'll eat like the organs in a taco. You'll have like, dude, the fucking ear,
everything,
everything.
The tongue is important. The brains,
dude.
Like,
oh man.
Dude, if you boil that shit, you cut that shit up, like, dude, that shit still tastes good. It's still like part of the animal. Like, right? People are just tripping because it's like not normal. But like, yeah, like I had all the, I got a decent amount of street food, and I fuck with some of the strange meats. I like it.
So yeah. One of the stereotype that the Philippines are known for is eating dog. Have you tried eating dog?
I think it's illegal.
If I was like, dude, this is the thing. I'm trying to think back. Like, I had an example. It's like just part of a person's culture, you know? It's just think of like how fucked up, like, or like, how, yeah, people in India think eating beef is like god awful. Like, cows are praised so much there. It's just like, if you eat meat, like, or if you eat beef, like, that's awful. It's just like, it's literally, you're just a product of environment. And if like over time, your condition or your society is conditioned, then it's just like, oh, like, we actually breed dogs to eat them, and we don't breed them to be domesticated. Like, if they do that in another country, like the cockfighting example, it's like, who the fuck am I to say like, oh, that's wrong because there are pets back home, you know? Like,
in
India, well, no, fucking, that's like their dogs. Like, cows in India is like having a dog at home. Like, oh, you're so fucked up for eating that. So I've never tried dog, but like, dude, not to stereotype, but like, I know, like, I've watched documentaries about this, but like, if I was like in a rural town in China and like they had a piece of like dog, you know, like, fuck it, you know, it's like,
man, that's their culture. You really have an open mind. I love it. What other crazy or rough or experiences that you had in the Philippines? Now you saw a cockfight, you saw spider fights, you've been talking about a food. I mean, you've been there for 24 days. What other crazy events that happened to you there?
In Cebu, I got to like I skateboard too. So Cebu, I got to skate a bit, and it was just really cool, like skating with the locals. I remember I met this kid at a skate park, like under this bridge, and then like we skated street the next day, and just like went out and like skated street with the locals, and like I met some kids who I still have like on Instagram today who were like actually like really good fucking skaters, like coming out of the Philippines, actually like making some money off it. Like, that was really cool. Other culture shock things is like the ferries are fucking dope, dude. Like, the fact that you like sleep on a ferry, like in a bunk or something, like I think, and like go across like the whole country, like to another island on a ferry, like I think it's like the dopest way to travel. Like, it's crazy too, because like it takes a long time, like going from Palawan to Siargao, I think it took us like 3 days.
Oh wow.
Oh, wow.
Want to fly directly there. But it was like, dude, we had to like take a van from Port Barton to Puerto Princesa, stay a night there, fly to Cebu, stay a night there, take a ferry to Surigao, which is kind of close to Siargao, and stay a night there, and then take another ferry finally to Siargao. So it was exactly like 3 days from the morning we left to get to Siargao. But like, dude, that's like kind of like the shit I like. It's just like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Well,
so you did all these travel by yourself? You didn't have anybody else with you?
No, it's funny, like I've been talking about this, like dude, the whole, so whenever I went to Caran, like I did, well, Manila, I met some people, and then I took the ferry from Manila to Caran. And like, that's like when you're getting into kind of like the backpacker shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like boat tours and shit. And like going into it, like, I was so fucking nervous. And like, I need to fucking meet people. Like, cause like, I'm not gonna like do this shit on my own, you know? And like, literally like right when I got there and like got to a hostel, like I met like these two Swedish guys and a Danish guy, or no, Netherlands, Dutch. And I stayed with them all the way to like right before I left to Cebu.
Oh.
So like, yeah, I did all of, yeah, it was such a dope crew. And like, that was the crew I went to the cockfight festival thing with. Like, that was where we got to know each other and we bonded. Like, we had this camping trip. Dude, they matched with these two Swedish girls on Tinder. And literally they're like, just like, when we were in Corun, they're just like, yo, you want to come camping? And they're like, All right, so we met them that night, and then we went to go camping the next day. And I remember they were saying one of them kind of catfished them or some shit. Like
Oh, dude.
none of them got lucky. Like it was pretty funny, but it was like.
Oh man,
Yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
the earlier the street food, that's another thing that surprises me here, when I moved here in America, is that whole double dipping culture, because in the Philippines we don't have that. And you've had the street food, and basically it's the same vinegar mixture that they use for everybody, and then they take one bite, put it back there, and take another bite. Like you have 20 people using the same bowl, and that's what they're doing.
I didn't really notice that. I feel like no, maybe I would just dump it on my own, but I didn't notice that at all. Like for me, I wouldn't care. Like I would still stick to it, but
That's
that's a weird
awesome, man.
cultural difference. Dude, people give way too much of a fuck about double dipping. It's funny you say that whenever it's just like, dude, Philippines seemed locked down as fuck when it came to COVID.
I
Like,
know. I know.
dude, you know what's funny? Like I'm talking about my friends that I met skating. It's just like one of my friends that came up I think almost 50,000 Instagram followers was because he couldn't leave his house. So he was just doing really weird things with a skateboard, in his house, with a concrete floor, putting different block rocks of wood on his trunk and just hating his house. And he just got reposted by some of the biggest names in skateboarding and just came up. So
Nice.
it's just so funny. Like this kid couldn't leave his house because of how strict the lockdowns were. So he just started skating his house and he came up.
I know. I saw that video, because the kids were ganging up on you and said, "Ollie, Ollie, Ollie," and then you did it. And they're like, "Wow!" And then they said, "Kickflip!" And then you couldn't do the kickflip, but the kid grabbed the skateboard and did the kickflip. Just.
Nice.
It was such a bad representation of my skate skills. It was way better than
They
the
just.
I had a backpack on, and it was shitty ground. And then, the kid, it was technically third try. He did that
Oh,
kickflip.
okay,
It wasn't
gotcha.
first try. It looked first try in the video, but he did a third try. But it just looked like, oh, I failed. He did a kickflip. This kid showed me up, but
Oh
dude, I
man.
felt fucking embarrassed, man, because it's just like, dude, he's like kickflip, didn't kickflip, and like. A child in flip-flops
Yeah.
takes my board
A
and does a
half
kickflip.
naked kid in flip-flops and just did
What the
That's
fuck?
funny.
Yo,
I
that's
was so embarrassed, but at the same time, so proud of this kid.
Yeah. So what are the gears that you brought when you went, when you go traveling?
You go light?
What are the let's start with the
I'd
video
say.
gears that you use.
Oh, the video gear?
Yeah.
Actually, so back then I was just making videos on my phone. Like
Oh, okay.
I had I think I had an iPhone 11 at the time, which has the fisheye, so it has wide angle lens. Like
Yeah.
I was just doing it on my phone, and now I use a GoPro. Like it's nothing fancy, but I
Yeah.
don't think I even like I would if I grew a channel, I would do anything fancy with any fancy equipment, because it's just my kind of shit is grab and go. Like I'm not a fucking production team going
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
somewhere. Like
Yeah.
I'd
Yeah.
probably just GoPro or something kind of actiony, but
Right.
yeah, now I like using the GoPro. I the thing about the camera, it's weird. It's just when you have a phone and you turn it sideways like that, it looks weird. It's kind of intrusive. It's just me filming you, but the GoPro is just super you just have it up and it just looks like you're holding something. So
Yeah.
it's people bug out for on that, but yeah, the phone was kind of weird. But it's also good to have a phone where it's just with the phone quality nowadays, if you want to start a YouTube channel, anyone listening out there, dude, just do it on your phone, because it's so easy. Just whip out, record whatever you want, and the quality is great.
Yeah, that's true.
How much how much did you spend entirely in that 24 days when you were in the Philippines? What was your, I guess, what was your budget, and how much money did you spend?
I can't really give you it's a cool topic that I like to talk about, is just the amount it costs to travel, because it's basically what you make of it. And I'll give you I can't give you an exact number, but I'll give you the breakdown of how much food costs, how much accommodation costs, because
Yeah.
it's basically as expensive as you want it to be, you
Yeah,
know? Like
that's true,
you
that's
can
true.
fucking you can be as cheap as you want, or you can be expensive as you want. It really just depends on your own taste. But it's great, any backpacking destination, you're always gonna find sorry, cheap hostels. So it's like, dude, a hostel bed is like $10 a night, you know? But like at the same time, you're in a room with like a bunch of people. And say if it's like a party hostel, like things can get weird as fuck. Like if you're in a party hostel, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent here. If you're at a party hostel and it's a good vibe and like everyone knows each other, like your homie might just like fuck in the bunk beside you or some shit, you know? Like, like you just have to accept it. Like I've been there. I'm guilty of that. But yeah, so like hostels like super cheap. If you just go out and eat street food, like you can easily get by just like spending like maybe like $10 a day. And then like transportation, it just depends. Like if Philippines is like, it's different because like if you want to travel around, you either got to fly or take the ferries. Mm-hmm. But then like, say if there's a country like India, it's just like, you have like a choice of kind of luxury that you want to go from place to place. Like there's a luxury bus that it's still pretty cheap. Maybe like it costs like $20, but then you could take like a local bus and pay like $5 for like a 5-hour route. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I said, it's as expensive or as cheap as you want it to be. I think like a big problem is not a problem, but like a lot of people like to say like, oh, traveling is like so cheap. But like when you meet like a group of people, you get FOMO, you know, you don't want to miss out on certain things. And when people are like, oh, we're going to go do this, like you're not just going to be like, nah, like I got to stick to my budget of like $30 a day. You're just going to go and do it, you know? So that's why it's like. And I think a lot of people don't talk about whenever it comes to budgets, you know, people make all these categories where they talk about like, oh, food, accommodation, transportation, activities. Dude, no one fucking talks about fucking partying. Like travelers, like depending what kind of traveler you are, but I've met travelers who will just like stay in one place and just go out every fucking night and like party so fucking much. And even if like, dude, beer is cheaper in the Philippines, but when you're partying every day and you're going out to the bar every night and drinking like fucking 10 beers a night, like, or having a bunch of shots a night, like that's still gonna add up. Like definitely know people who spend more than half their budget on partying, but like no one wants to, like, when you you talk about a budget, no one's gonna mention like how much they spent on partying. And that's the thing too, is like I was saying, it's like, oh, if you meet people, when you meet people, you're more likely to go out and party, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like a give and take. Like I said,
but $30 a day in the Philippines is a lot. That's a lot.
That's actually a good point. You know, I'd say like 30, and it depends though. Like, but say if you're someone who you have a short amount of time and you want to do everything and you like the conventional tour shit. Like you want to go to Palawan and you want to do a boat trip and you don't care if you spend like $50 on a boat trip or whatnot. Yeah. Like, and you're doing like that every second day and maybe the days in between, like you're on the road, you're getting transportation, maybe you're taking flights, like that shit will add up. Mm-hmm. But for me, like since like India, since the Philippines, like that was a time when my pace was like really fast. Like I was like a backpacker, you know, like I wanted to go out and experience all that shit. And like, I still want to take trips like that. But like, since I've been like working online and whatnot, it's just like, dude, I've just slowed the fuck down. So it's like, some days you'll spend dumb amounts of money. And then some days, like literally, like I just had to pay for my accommodation and I made my own food at my hostel and like you could spend like literally like $10, like nothing, you know? Like, so it depends on your lifestyle, it depends on your pace, like how fast you want to go through the country. It just depends like what you're doing. Also depends on what you party.
Crazy.
Wow. What is the next destination for you?
Dude, it really depends. Like I said, like I've been looking for work now.
I see.
I do some freelance work, but it's like not constant enough that I could just leave. Like I would like, I could look for more freelance work, but since that's not like, it's a freelance basis, it's not necessarily stable. Like I would like to have like a full-time position somewhere.
Yeah.
So it really depends. Like I work as a digital producer, I do social media and stuff like that. Oh, so it depends. Like if I get a job where, I have to kind of like stay around a certain time zone, like they have like certain meetings scheduled and like I kind of have to pertain to a time zone, I'll most likely just stay within the Americas. So I'll go back down to South America, maybe do Central America as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
But if I get, if I get a job where like the time zones don't matter, like I'm trying to go off to like far lands, man. Like I think I'd first just fly to Turkey and then maybe like explore some Middle Eastern countries, like maybe explore
Nice.
Egypt.
Yeah.
It's like the thing places I want to go, it's just like it might be difficult. Like Pakistan is a country I really want to do, but that's also like a country
Wow.
that would be hard to do as a digital nomad. You know, like if I'm working, it's just like I can't guarantee I'll have reliable internet. Like
Yeah,
I might have to
yeah,
like seek out a
yeah.
working space or something.
Yeah.
So it's
That's
like
crazy.
maybe that's something I'd have to get work off, but it's
And
just like
I heard Turkey's really hot right now because they aren't they close to like Ukraine and all? So it's probably like it's a little
I
difficult to go
don't
there right
know,
now.
like the situation there. I'd go there regardless. I think it really doesn't depend how close it is. I think Turkey really has like no chicken on that fight. So like it really doesn't matter. They're close. Like yeah, they just like they're not really involved. So it's probably pretty safe to go there.
Yeah,
There's a lot of places.
my dad when he went to the Philippines like last month, he had to stop by Istanbul and there wasn't any problem at all. But yeah, he stopped by there, and I was telling him, don't go anywhere, just stay in the airport until you leave.
It's also, and like I said, it just depends. Like maybe I could like save up some money, or like maybe TikTok will go off and I'll start doing more brand deals. Or it's like, dude, if I have a chance to actually like go backpacking again and like have a fast pace going through countries, I'd really like to do like all the countries surrounding India. I think I'd do India, so like it would just be like Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh would be cool. And India, I'd probably go through India. Walk through it.
All right,
That would be
so
dope.
I know you mentioned I know you mentioned about that person that you made out with, right? Whether it's a ladyboy or whatnot. I want to ask you about, like women. When you were in the Philippines for 24 days, did you get approached by any girls out there? Because you're a white guy. Because you're like a almost like an instant celebrity out there.
I think it's like because I know a lot of like the videos you see, like I'm kind of like trying to go to not touristy places, but I think a lot of the times, like, dude, it was like a backpacking trip, so I surrounded myself with a lot of other backpackers from America or Europe or something. But yeah, dude, like you could clearly tell that like Filipino girls like are into white boys. Like you can tell whenever you're in Mexico, like
No,
Filipino
yeah.
girls are into white boys. And like obviously it's dope. Unfortunately, like yeah, didn't get any action from any Filipino girls. But at the same time, like dude, like I would say like that was like my first time kind of like backpacking, and I was like a little bit more timid. Like it would be different if I went back for sure. I can say that.
No, seriously.
Man.
And they're sweet, bro. I'm telling you,
They're
Filipino
sweet,
women are
dude.
sweet.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, dude, they're nice girls for sure.
That is awesome. I'm so excited for you when you go back. Let us know, let us know when you decide to. It's like I'm going now in the Philippines in like in a couple of, couple of weeks. Let us know and maybe we can do something and we can collab and see what like give you some challenges that you should do when you go to the Philippines to get the
Any
best full
recommendations?
experience.
But also if you have like any homies or like any family that like could like show me like cool experiences or just like show me their
Oh
town or
yeah.
something, like
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm always trying to like make connections, you know?
Yeah,
Oh, we
absolutely.
got you. We
100%.
got
We
you.
know like we know non-Filipinos too that live in the Philippines. So, yeah, we can give you some connections out there. But we want you to experience the best experience out there, And I'm not just talking about like the tourist spot experiences, but like legit Filipino experiences. And you've experienced most of the things that a lot of non-Filipinos experience already, like going to cemetery. Only documentaries about Philippines would experience and show that, but for you as a just a content creator, you went there and experienced it, and it was amazing. I bet
That's what I
you.
would tell.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I would tell to anyone if you're like going on like a backpacking trip, is like trying to get off the beaten path. Like, I mean, like obviously stay safe, but like, dude, go experience what life is like. Try some street food, get fucking sick, and have diarrhea and shit. Like, go out there and taste the world. Because like, if you're just staying on this like tourist path, like that's just like such like a I'm not gonna say a fake environment, but like it's meant to like entertain, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, we hope that, you know, we still hope that it change the way the Philippines right now, Manila, is set up. But it's still a Philippine experience to go there and be with the people, like real people, like authentic people who just enjoy cockfighting or spider fighting or, you know, laying down. I saw that video in the cemetery in the hammock. I think the guy offered you the hammock, right? When you told him, or is this what you do? You just lay down in here? And he said, yeah, you want to try it? Like, that's a Filipino spirit.
Everyone's super nice. Like, they'll always offer you if they have like some food for you to try and whatnot. Yeah. Like, that's what I love about the Philippines. That's why I can't wait to go back.
Dude, my favorite, one of my favorite videos that you did was, you went up and told this old lady, I told you I'm coming back and try your mystery juice or something like that. and it was
that's like something I do on like my YouTube or like just my content in general. Is just like, dude, I'll always try the like local juices, but I always try to call it like a mystery juice because like I never know what the fuck it is.
I know. I was so laughing. I was like, that's gulaman. That's like nothing for us. Gulaman. Yeah, it was just
super good, dude.
Yeah, it was just basically, it's just Jello, water, and sugar. That's basically
it. Yeah. It was super good. I called it like glue lemon in like that, like just as a joke in like the video. And then someone got offended because they're like, because I called it glue lemon or something, like, yeah, just as a joke. But I'm like,
I know.
These folks, you know, in the chat, and they find it super funny. But like, that shit is good.
I saw it because you put pictures of a glue and a lemon. I was like, he said glue lemon. Oh, gulaman. I was like, oh, that's funny. That is funny. It was funny. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care what they say. It was really funny. That was awesome.
It was good.
Dude, you need to try a lot of like street food desserts. You know, like we have this thing called turon, which is a wrapped banana covered in brown sugar, and then we deep fry it. It's really good. Oh, it will change nice. Your it's really good.
I definitely like, yeah, that's a culture where they have a lot of like banana kind of plantain like food, yes, like stuff. And I think like I had some of that, but I don't know exactly if I had that, but like, yeah, I love that shit.
That's yeah good. Yeah, are there any food that you like, nope, I don't like this is not good, or any fruits? Did you try durian?
Like from the Philippines?
Yeah. Did you try durian?
I like durian.
Oh,
okay. Oh, you do? Wow. Nice. Wow, okay.
I like durian. I know there's so many haters for durian, and they just need to suck it up. Like, yeah. Durian's so good.
Love this guy.
Are there any food that you're like, I'm not going to eat this?
Like in general or just like the Philippines?
Yeah, the Philippine food.
No, I'd probably try it all.
Really? Nice. Have you tried the pig's blood?
No, but I'd try it for sure.
Oh, dude, it's really good.
It's good. It's good.
That sounds like something I would try for sure.
Dude, it's really good.
Is it just like straight pig's blood, or is it like a pig's blood soup, or what?
It's pig blood soup mixed with pig's intestines and some meat and things like that, and then they cook it, and it looks like here in America they call it chocolate soup, because it looks like black like dark chocolate, and then you mix it with your rice. So cool. It's really good, bro. It's really
good. I know if I did that and like filmed it, like people would like get so triggered or something, and it would just like be so funny. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, this guy, man. You're awesome. Dude, I love it.
Yeah, like pig's brain is one of the best dish in my opinion. It's one of the best dish. Pig's brain. It just melts in your mouth.
I would love to try that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Like that's why I was saying like, oh, I need connections, because like I need to know locals, like to try these things, you know, like I don't know where to find them, but if you find someone local, they'll be like, oh, you want to try pig's brain? Let's fucking go.
All right.
All right. So I know this is going to sound really cliche to ask, but if there's somebody watching us and they're like planning to go to the Philippines, right? They're like, oh, that's one of my bucket lists to go, but I don't know what to start. I don't know what to do. What would you tell them as someone who spent 24 days in the Philippines and went to like not just tourist spots in the Philippines, but also slum areas in the Philippines? Like, what would you tell them if they want to go?
Like on like maybe like a solo backpacking trip or something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They're like, I want to go to the Philippines just to experience it. What would you tell them?
Yeah. I would say like, I mean, if it's your thing, like, stay in hostels, like to meet friends and whatnot. I would say, like, obviously you're gonna go start in Manila because that's like the port of entry, like for anyone, and like don't just leave right away. Like, go cruise around. Like, it's like the mega city of the Philippines, so like cruise around and like see how like the real Philippines are there for sure. I would say, like, dude, go to the beaches, like go to Palawan or like go to like one of the beach destinations, but like don't make that like your main objective, you know? Like, do a boat trip, but then when you're done that, like there's a lot of good inland places like to go. Like, dude, rent a scooter, scoot around, go see like small little villages. But yeah, I'd say if it's like, if it's your first like solo backpacking trip and you're kind of nervous, I'd say like find somewhere you like. Like, I think like Philippines is one of those countries where it's like a lot of like the conventional tourist destinations are very similar, where it's just like a tropical beach destination. So if like someone wanted to go for 24 days and just stay in Siargao, like, dude, that would be totally cool. So like, I would say like, yeah, go to a place where it seems like there's a lot of backpackers, like post up in Siargao, like stay at a hostel, like meet a bunch of friends, meet a bunch of backpackers, but you also got to go out and like meet the locals, you know? Go out at night, meet some locals when you're out and partying and shit. Like,
yeah.
Go to the villages, rent a scooter, go around, you know? That's just speaking from experience, but
that's awesome. I mean,
if you just go and you meet people, it'll get really easy for you.
Yeah, yeah. And like what he said earlier, you know, everything there is cheap, but everything can get caught up and you start buying everything and right. Everything, you know, you start spending so much money.
That's good.
Exactly. Now, what I would say whenever it comes to a budget is just like a lot of people be like, oh, I have this much amount of money to like last me this many days, but like you gotta like tie like experiences in there somehow. And it's just like, if it costs like a decent amount over your budget to have like once in a lifetime experience, like, dude, you gotta take that and say fuck that budget, because it's just like, okay, you could spend for these like 3 days the same amount you would spend maybe in like 10 days like just chilling in a city. Like, dude, just take the experience. Like, it's not about like prolong your trip as much as you can. Like, for me, it's just like, oh, I try to stick to a budget, but like I had the opportunity to go to the Amazon in Peru. And like, obviously it's like pretty expensive because you have to go to a guy, take all these like boats and shit. But like, yeah, obviously I took that experience, went to the Amazon in Peru, and it's like, it costs a lot of money, but it's like, dude, like I would never have that experience anywhere else.
Yeah. Did you have any items that you bought and you brought with you from
souvenirs?
The Philippines? Yeah.
Philippines? No, I wouldn't say so. Like, I was going on a pretty long backpacking trip at that time. Like, I was trying to go for like at least 6 months, but then I think it was only like 2 weeks later where like COVID got really bad and I had to go home. So yeah, I didn't really pick anything up.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, make sure when you go back, make sure you buy something. Buy something that you would bring with you, for sure. For sure. Out of all the places, out of all the places that you went, right? Peru, a lot of South America, India, and things like that. What is the thing? And I know you can't compare countries to countries, right? It's almost impossible. But what's one thing that stood out to you when you went to the Philippines in comparison to all of the other countries?
I would say, like, we've talked a lot about the people, and like, I'd say in different people are really nice in different ways in other countries. Like, a lot of people want to talk about like how nice people are in Canada, but like I like to just say like, oh, Canadians are just good at using their please and thank you and manners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like, and Canadians are like, aren't confrontational. So like, they won't like, they're very agreeable. And I think Americans are nice in the sense to like, you can start up a conversation with a stranger and like strangers can like gab your ear off. I think Mexicans are very hospitable. And then like, I think Filipinos are like nice in the sense, it's just like, they're very like from the jump, they're just like very like welcoming and inviting. So like right away you feel like really comfortable. So like, I would say, yeah, the one thing that stand out was the people, and then like, the cockfight for sure.
Nice.
Okay. I love it, dude, man. This is awesome.
Yeah,
I love
great.
This I love this podcast, bro. And I love that what you share and all the things that you experience in the Philippines. And I'm gonna tell this right now, when you go back to the Philippines is open arms, are gonna accept you again, and people will greet you with a smile. And I'm gonna tell you this, those the same kids that you saw two or three years ago will recognize you and they will still love you. Like they won't forget you for sure.
Yeah. I'll go back to the same places. I'll try to go back to the cemetery, hopefully like meet that dude in the hammock or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Most likely that guy's not even related to whoever's dead in there.
They're not. Oh, of course. Yeah.
They don't even know him. But yeah, when you go back, buy like of course you can't buy like something big, you know, buy What can you buy when you go to the Philippines?
I did bring a little toy with a barrel. They got a cover in the barrel and you pop it out.
Oh, dude, here's what I'm going to tell you. Buy in Baguio. So there's this area in the Philippines called Baguio. It's just like the summer capital of the Philippines. And it's a high altitude place in the Philippines. So it's cold, you know, it's chiller. Not really cold. Maybe about 40, 45 degrees there. And they sell an ashtray with a penis on it. Like it's a penis, like a large penis in an ashtray. Buy that, bro.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna give it to my mom. Yo. She doesn't smoke, nor does she want a penis ashtray, but
dude, buy it. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
I'll go exactly there. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to like a place in the Philippines that's like mountainous, because that's not what it's really known for. I'd want to go to somewhere like cold and mountainous in the Philippines. That sounds cool. So
yeah.
I'm going to hit that.
Yeah. We have a lot of those for sure. Go there. Mindanao is wonderful too. And if you go all the way south of the Philippines, it's beautiful. Like the whole, I'm going to say this, most of the places in the Philippines are beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a 1,000 islands, you know, and 24 days is not enough for sure to go island hopping to different islands in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It definitely wasn't enough. Like it was perfect because it was just like I fit so much in there, and I was like, I was flying out of Cebu and I was back in Cebu then, and like I just had a great trip where I had like all these experiences with like such cool people, and like it was perfect in that time. But like, yeah, I definitely think like if you have the chance, you really want to experience a culture and get to know culture, like instead of like jumping all around and go to like a bunch of different like Southeast Asia countries, just like pick a couple that you like and like really like just slow down, you know, like take your time, meet some nice people.
Yeah Well, Nolan, I want to say thank you for saying yes to this podcast, man. You've been wonderful. Thank you for all these experiences.
Right,
you're great.
I appreciate it,
guys. Yeah, where can people find you in the social media world if they want to follow all your contents that you're doing?
On both TikTok and YouTube, which are my main platforms, it's Seal on Tour. And then if you also want to hit me up on Instagram, it's Ya Boy Seal.
Yeah, boy, Seal. Yeah, that's boy. Right. That's nice. Right. Yeah. Nice. Well, again, I want to say thank you for joining us in this podcast and answering all of our questions and making Philippines look good, because not a lot of people do that. they're too scared to go to the Philippines because they're like, oh, it's scary there. But no, this guy went to the Philippines by himself unexpectedly because he wanted to go somewhere else, but he decided to go to the Philippines. But he had the time of his life, you know.
Amazing. Amazing.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you to all of our viewers. If you guys want to follow us, go follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, to The Maximum Filipino Show. You can email us, themaximumfilipinoshow@gmail.com. Come follow our guest, and he has a lot of videos from Indonesia, videos from India, videos from the Philippines. It's like it's a great experience, and this is not just a tourist guy who goes to this country and shows you beautiful places. I mean, he does that, but he also shows you like the real place, the real country of whatever country he's going to. And he's fun, and man, your editing skill, by the way, is amazing. I love it. Yeah,
thanks guys.
Yeah,
that's what I do, like, professionally. So yeah,
dude. All right, well, we'll see you guys later. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe. We want to say thank you again to our guests and to you watching this video. We'll see you guys later.
Late.
Bye.